From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump reversed years of chilly relations with Egypt Monday by welcoming President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi to the White House.
We agree on so many things. I just want to let everybody know, in case there was any doubt, that we are very much behind President el-Sisi. He's done a fantastic job in a very difficult situation. We are very much behind Egypt and the people of Egypt.
It was the first White House visit by an Egyptian leader since former President Barack Obama welcomed Hosni Mubarak in 2009. Relations grew frosty after Egypt's military overthrew the country's first democratically elected leader, Mohamed Morsi. Middle East Institute scholar David Mack said while the two have much in common, he's not sure how much economic and security aid Mr. Trump can offer Egypt from Congress.
So under the circumstances, I think it was natural that this meeting would go well between the two of them. The real question is whether President Trump can deliver. And I'm afraid that there are going to be a lot of problems.
He did say the two countries can forge closer ties in the fight against jihadism. Members of South Africa's ruling African National Congress huddled Monday to discuss the fallout from last week's sacking of the finance minister by President Jacob Zuma. The political opposition met separately. Democratic Alliance opposition leader Mumsy Maimane said the dismissal of Pravin Gordhan is the latest sign Mr. Zuma must go.
The rather reckless reshuffling that has taken place by President Jacob Zuma, and ultimately whose interest is in amassing personal wealth and weakening the state in a manner that seeks to steal from the people of South Africa and undermine the constitution of the republic.
Six opposition parties said they planned mass protests while pursuing a no-confidence motion in parliament. This is VOA News. A blast at a train car in the Russian city of St. Petersburg Monday killed at least 14 people and wounded dozens more. Russian President Vladimir Putin visited the scene and later said law enforcement authorities are trying to determine all the facts while caring for the families and victims. The blast caused international condemnation, including from White House spokesman Sean Spicer.
The United States condemns this reprehensible attack and act of violence. Our thoughts and prayers are with the injured and with the Russian people as we extend our deepest condolences to the loved ones who have been killed and injured.
Tuesday, Kyrgyz security officials identified the dead attacker from the mostly Muslim country as Russian citizen Abarjan Jalilov, born in 1995 in the city of Osh. A general strike hit Kinshasa Monday, capital of Democratic Republic of Congo, and called by the opposition following a breakdown in power-sharing talks with allies of President Joseph Kabila. Last year, strikes turned violent, but Monday's job action appeared to be mostly peaceful, with stores and banks closed. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says at least 35 people were killed in the northwest Idlib province after a suspected gas attack by Syrian or Russian warplanes. Dozens more were wounded. Meanwhile, airstrikes near Damascus Monday killed at least 22. Scores more were wounded. The target, the rebel-held city of Douma. At the UN, the U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley said she doesn't believe the Syrian people want President Bashar al-Assad as their leader anymore.
But we continue to strongly condemn the actions of Assad and what he has done, and he continues to be directly on our radar.
The European Union and UN were hosting a two-day conference beginning Tuesday in Brussels on Syria's future. Ecuadorian socialist presidential candidate Lenin Moreno Monday celebrated victory even as his conservative challenger Guillermo Lasso demanded a recount. The paraplegic former vice president secured more than 51% of the vote. Mr. Moreno's victory reverses a trend in the region to more right-of-center politics in Brazil, Argentina, and Peru. In Colombia, the death toll is now 273 from Friday's flooding and mudslide. Rescuers continue to search for bodies. The mudslides caused by heavy rains causing three rivers to overflow near the southern town of Mocoa. President Juan Manuel Santos made a third visit to the area Monday, suggesting climate change was responsible for the town receiving one-third of its monthly rain in one night. President Donald Trump Monday donated his first quarter salary to the National Park Service. Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke said the more than $78,000 will be used to improve the infrastructure of many of the nation's preserved battlefields. He said the Park Service is way behind in what's called deferred maintenance. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.